Welcome back, brothers and sisters. My name is A.B. Ridgeway. I'm the host of Financial Advisor, Say the Darndest Things in My Mom's Favorite Christian Financial Advisor. As a certified private wealth advisor professional with over a decade of experience, I'm here to talk to you today about what do you do with the 401k from your old job? I mean, many of us work jobs now or just recently left our jobs. So what do we do with our retirement with this 401k? Well, we're going to review a video by Dave Ramsey, and he's going to give his opinion. But you know me, I love to break down videos like this, give you great information about how to prepare for your retirement.
Let's start off this hour with Rochelle in Fayetteville, Arkansas. Hi, Rochelle. Welcome to the Ramsey Show.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure. What's up?
I have quit a job after 30 years, and I have a 401k plan in it. Mm-hmm. And I do not know what to do with that money. I have to take it out, and I'm not in retiring age or anything like that, and mm-hmm. I need to know what to do with it.
Okay, good. How much you got in there?
$85,000.
Oh, this is pretty important then.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. Okay, so there's a couple of rules that I want everyone to learn about investing. Number one, you do not put money in things you do not understand. Just because I understand them or Christy understands them, that doesn't make it okay. You've got to understand it. And so once you do, and it's not that difficult, it's not like you have to go get a degree in brain surgery or something. Okay, you'll be all right. But keep it simple. And so the second rule is that in order to understand it, the type of financial person you need in your life needs to have the heart of a teacher.
Yeah, and one of the things that I think is important, Rochelle, is as you have someone walk through this with you, they will break it down. They will have the heart of a teacher, so they'll explain things step by step. You can ask lots of questions, and they'll show you what to do next. I'm not an expert on investing. I have an investment professional that I sit down with. So when I left my job before I started working here at Ramsey Solutions 12 years ago, I sat down with an investment professional to talk about retirement, where it needs to go, and that type of thing. And that's what they're there for. And
so this is great. She's in a tough situation. Obviously, she is very vulnerable. She has a lot of money. She has the $85,000 she doesn't know what to do with. She says that she is under the age of retirement, which is most likely under 59 and a half. She sounds a lot older. I don't know if she smokes or anything, but or she just woke up, or I don't know. Maybe she's nervous, but she sounds a little bit older than what she's saying. But hey, that's neither here nor there. But she says she needs, and are the host are saying, and Dave is saying this as well, you need someone to walk you through situations like this. And I definitely understand this, because you don't want to make a mistake with something that you don't have any experience dealing with. $85,000, yes, you did work very hard. Yes, you make it. Some people make that every year, whatever it is. But think about how many hours you put in to make $85,000, $100,000. And then not even just to make it, but to save it. You know, that's the even harder task, right? Because we're saving like 20%. So, you know, that takes a lot of time and effort to do that. So first, I want to applaud there. And then second, find an advisor who is a teacher. And I'm not trying to brag on myself, but literally I have a podcast where I teach every episode. We have over 320 episodes where I teach you about different things like 401ks, Roth IRAs, traditional versus Roth, you know, pension plans, 403bs, distribution strategies, I am here to teach you and educate you, because as they say, you know, you're not finding this stuff on the street. You know, people aren't just offering this advice to you. This is something that you have to go out there and you have to find someone that you trust and like, and make sure that you are making the right decision for yourself. So he didn't really answer the question. He went off on a couple of tangents, and, you know, I'm kind of weird about that, but I'm sure he's going to circle back to this question.
Number one, what I want you to do, it's called a rollover. You're going to do a direct transfer rollover into an IRA. There'll be no taxes if you do it the correct way.
I'm sorry to stop that. He kind of did a lot of jargon. He said direct rollover. There are two types of rollovers. And I don't want you to get confused, because if you're going to say direct rollover, you say, hey, I want a direct rollover. There's two types. A direct rollover is where you go to trustee, meaning that you go from one bank to another bank. You go from your job to another job. You go to your job to another bank or an investment firm or whatever you're going to. The money doesn't come to you. indirect, meaning that there's a pit stop. There's somewhere where that money stops. And in this case, it would be your hands. So an indirect rollover would be the money comes to you. You decide what you want to do with it and you give it to the other trustee. Trustee to you to another trustee. Indirect. It's, you know, it's not a direct link if you think about it that way. If you're on YouTube, it's a lot easier for me to see me pointing to my fingers, right? So we have a direct link there. Now, when you're doing your indirect rollover, that's where you have the risk of the taxation. Because let's say she has $85,000. She does an indirect rollover. She has 60 days to put it back into another retirement account or put it back into the account that she got it from. Either way, if she doesn't meet that mark after 60 days, they are going to consider the remaining balance taxable. So she gives back $15,000 or she gives back, let's say for even numbers, $5,000 back. She's going to be taxed on the $80,000 that she keeps. If she rolls over $80,000, keeps $5,000, she's going to be taxed on the $5,000 that she keeps. You get my point. Anything that she keeps, she's going to be, anything that she keeps past 60 days, she's going to be taxed on in that given year. The other is not going to be taxed. So to avoid that, what he is saying is do a direct rollover. So you tell your 401k company, I want to move this directly over or do a direct rollover into an individual retirement account in my name at this bank. So it's not going to go to you. It's going to go directly into an account with your name. It's going to read literally your account for the benefit of whoever it may be. Okay. Of you, of your name. So direct account trustee for the benefit of AB Ridgeway. That's what it's going to read. And they're going to roll that over into your account. Okay. I know that's a lot, but he said a lot with direct rollover. I don't want you to get confused. You're going to go and you're going to ask for a rollover and be like, do you want an indirect rollover? And you're like, what's that? Right. So just wanted to make sure I cleared that up.
Okay.
Okay.
Now the incorrect way would be tell your HR department to send you the check. They have to withhold 20%. So they're going to keep about 20,000 of the 85 back for taxes because they think you're withdrawing it and you're not withdrawing it.
That's a great point. I didn't think about the 20% mandatory withholding. That is true. Why is that? Hey, it's your money. Why are they holding 20%? The reason is, let's say hypothetically that you have $2 million in your account. You do an indirect rollover. You tell them I'm about to roll it over. You withdraw the money. You take $2 million and you say, you know what? I got $2 million. If I never pay taxes on this money, I'm 65. I don't need to pay taxes. I can just live my life on $2 million. The government doesn't get any of their money. People do that, right? So they don't want to chase you for the money. So what they do, they say, well, we're going to hold $200,000 of your money and we're going to give it to the federal government and put a down payment on your taxes. This is not your tax implication. Your tax implication could be more or less, but that's what he's talking about now, where he's saying if the check comes to you indirectly, the company that you're withdrawing the money from, they may hold 20% to give to the federal government. And you got to go through a process to get your money back, whether through a refund. If you do roll it over, then you have to prove that you rolled it over to your new company, but they're going to do that for you. But you do have to follow up if the IRS says we never got the notice. Okay.
And the government makes them hold 20% back. So you're going to get a check for like $65,000, but you have to put $85,000 into an IRA to avoid taxes and penalties. So now you're up a creek because you're 20 grand short. So you do not want them to cut the check to you. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So the direct transfer rollover works like this. You sit down, you contact one of those SmartVestor pros, you sit down with them, you select the mutual funds that you want to put the money into. And we always suggest four types: growth, growth and income, aggressive growth, and international. You'll learn about those and you'll hear those again when you sit down with a SmartVestor Pro. They don't work for us, but they do stuff the way we teach. And one of those things is they're going to do it with a teacher with you, at the heart of a teacher. Now, when you sit down with them, you're going to pick out, say, four mutual funds, and you're going to fill out the paperwork that says direct transfer on it, and that paperwork is going to be sent to your HR department. They're going to then send the money directly into those mutual funds. There is nothing withheld on the money, so the whole $85,000 will go over there where you tell it to go.
One caveat here: you can't buy mutual funds before you transfer the money. You have to have something to transfer into. And that may be someone's mistake. If you take the money, that lump sum, that cash, and say, move it over into XYZ mutual fund or whatever. This is not financial advice like Dave Ramsey. This is strictly a critique. You move the money first and then you buy the mutual funds that you want. So it's not magically going to happen. You're going to have to buy the investments once they get over there. I just want to make sure that we set the proper expectation. The way that he said that, that's not how it technically works. The paperwork process is pretty similar as far as sending it off to HR and them taking over to the trustees, things of that nature. But as far as those mutual funds already being there and all you got to do is say put it into aggressive growth or whatever, that's like telling somebody to go to McDonald's and just get a hamburger. There's so many different types of hamburger, double cheeseburger, a McDouble, a Big Mac, or a big chicken sandwich. I don't know, mix something, McNuggets, all these different items that you can actually buy. So when you tell somebody, go get a hamburger from McDonald's, that's like saying, go get a growth mutual fund in your investment. There's so many different options. You need to pick one that's specific for you and your situation. That's what a financial advisor would do.
So where were you working? What kind of job did you have?
Tyson's.
Okay. All right. Why are you gone after 30 years?
It did not work out to where I was transferred to at another plant because I moved.
Oh.
And it just did not work out in that plant for
okay.
me.
All right. Wow. That's a long time to be with one company. And now, what are you going to do now?
I don't know. I'm looking for a job. I'm not sure.
Okay. How old are you?
58.
Okay, great. Well, you got lots of time to start fresh. We call these encore careers. You ever go to a music show and when they finish, they leave, but then they come back out, take a bow, and go again? That's what you're going to do. You're going to come back out, take a bow, and go again.
All right, we don't really want to get into the work history, but I do want to touch on that aspect. He did say you got some more years, right? So she is below the retirement age. Like I said, the 59 and a half. Now, don't confuse this with Social Security, where your full retirement age can be anywhere from 65 to 67, depending on what year you were born. Obviously, go to ssa.gov to get your specific age when your full retirement will be. And then we talk about Medicare as well, being at 65. But to take money out of your IRA, without the 10% penalty is actually 59 and a half. And she's about a year short. And I think that's why she's calling in. She's like, hey, I'm 58. I can't take it out. I'm have the 10% penalty. What do I do? So I do want to touch on this aspect though, too. She's with a company for almost 30 years and she's lost, you know, right before her retirement. She must have been doing it since she was a kid. What is that? You know, since she was 29 or 20? Is it 20? Yeah, around 20. She's about 30 years. So 29. Or 28. So she's around 28 years old. She's working for this company for nearly 30 years. And now she has to make a change because life happens. And ladies and gentlemen, she didn't plan for this. She probably thought she was going to be with Tyson forever. She moves to another plant, moves to another place. And now her life is turned upside down and she only has $85,000 saved. After 30 years, $85,000 is not going to make it. That's why she wants to continue to work. But she only has about 5 more years left. Right. So she can work until she's 70. It's another 10 years, but she's going to have to aggressively save if this $85,000 is all that she have. And that's why I'm telling you to make sure that you're taking advantage of those catch up provisions. She's 58. She's had, I don't know, almost like 8 years worth of catch up provisions that she could have had and saved more during that time if she only knew. That's why it's good to listen to this type of podcast. You know, financial advisors say the darndest things is because these little ways to save and invest are going to change the way that your retirement is going to be. She sounds very scared. And I was like, oh, maybe she's sleepy. Maybe she's tired or nervous, but she's probably scared. She just lost her job. The only comfort that she, and security she probably had in her whole life. She's probably had the job longer than she's had some of her friends. And now she has to move on and she has to make a financial decision that she's not familiar with. So that's why she's calling into the show, like looking for some type of guidance. But brothers and sisters, that's why you need your financial five. You need your financial advisor, not when you're about to roll over your IRA, not when you're about to retire in 2 weeks, right? You need your financial advisor early. You need your accountant. You need your lawyer. You need your power of attorney. You need your executor. You need your financial five to help support you in these conversations. Yes, it's great that she called in to Dave Ramsey and he gave her an answer about what to do when you roll over your 401k. But what about you? What are you going to do with your? I mean, everybody can't call in to Dave Ramsey and try to get an answer for a man who doesn't really know you from anybody. I mean, he met her, what, 3 minutes ago? He barely knew her name. Right? So get your financial advisor, somebody who really cares about you, knows about your situation, so you can live the life you were meant to be. And I'm not expecting you to know everything, but I do want you to know something. Now, if you feel like, well, where do I start? Listen, always download our Four Pillars to Christian Investing. It's a 19-page beginner's guide that's going to go over some of these account types, like what's an IRA, what's a checking account, what's a savings account, how do I get out of debt? You know, what's the snowball versus avalanche technique? Oh, that I can pay down debt a lot faster? Download this ebook. We're going to talk about debt management, savings, investing, and wealth transfer so you can talk intelligently to your financial advisor and really articulate yourself and say, this is what I need. This is what's going on in my life. I need you to help me out with this. Don't go into a financial advisor's office as a victim. You know, she was willing to listen to anything Dave said because she didn't know anything. I don't want you to be like that. I want you to know something about investing. Like I said, it's 19 pages. It's really quick read. It's really going to help you establish your financial plan so you can learn some of the key words you need to know. Let me put it into an easy to read guide for you. It's free of charge. If you go on Amazon, you can actually find it. If you look at my name, AB Ridgway, I think it's like $1.50. Forget the $1.50. Don't waste $1.50. Just get the guy for free because you listen to this video. This, you watching this video does a lot more for me than the $1.50 I get for downloading the book. So take advantage of it. Well, if you need a financial advisor for your financial five and you don't have anyone, check me out. Or if you do have someone and you're looking for a change, I'm a certified private wealth advisor professional that has over a decade of experience. And that's why I know so much about this, because I've served over 300 families, managed books of over $50 million, helping clients like you reach retirement happily. And I'm happy to help you. If you go in the description, there is a link for a free consultation. 30 minutes. We'll talk about your situation and we'll do something like Dave does. We'll start giving you some things to think about, ways you can go and really talk to get to know who you are. And if we're a match, may take you on as a client. Well, we'll see what happens. And if you're not ready and you want to watch a few more of my videos, that will help me out greatly. Make sure you subscribe, like, and watch another video. I mean, what can it hurt? Well, that's it for me. My name is AB Ridgway, and I'll see you on the other side of your blessing.